This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Debate has been largely along party lines in the House of Representatives on two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. We get the latest from AP's Ed Donahue.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president gave Democrats no choice.
It is tragic that the president's reckless actions make impeachment necessary.
Republicans say impeachment is all about trying to weaken President Trump in 2020. Ohio's Bill Johnson talked about 2016 and his call on the House floor for a moment of silence.
And remember the voices of the 63 million American voters, the Democrats today are wanting to silence.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says if the whistleblower didn't come forward on President Trump, this wouldn't be happening.
Instead, he got caught.
Utah's Chris Stewart doesn't think these are high crimes and misdemeanors.
If you set this bar as being impeachable, every president in our future will be impeached.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president himself heads to Michigan, an election battleground state that Trump won in 2016 for a rally with his supporters. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking ahead of the president's visit, called the impending House vote on impeachment a disgrace.
From the first day of this administration, Democrats in Washington have been trying to overturn the results of the last election. And they're back at it again today with their partisan impeachment vote.
Pence was speaking to more than 200 people at a Workers for Trump event in Saginaw. He said that Democrats are trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president. The vice president criticized Democrats in the important swing state and predicted that Trump will once again carry Michigan, in part because of the impeachment proceedings. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. India's top court on Wednesday refused to stall the implementation of a new law that lays out a path for non-Muslim minorities from some neighboring countries to Indian citizenship. As Reuters' Francis McGuire tells us, that came despite violent protests across the country.
The Citizenship Amendment Act gives non-Muslim minorities from neighboring countries Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan a path to Indian citizenship. The government says the law was intended to address the persecution of religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs, and Christians in those Muslim-majority countries. But thousands have protested, saying the exclusion of Muslims from the law is anti-Islam and weakens the secular foundations of India. Some protesters believe it's a measure by the Hindu nationalist government to marginalize the community. Buses and train stations have been torched, and on Wednesday, police fired shots to push back thousands of demonstrators throwing stones and glass bottles. The Supreme Court said it would hear petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the law on January 22nd.
That is Francis McGuire reporting. The latest attempt by U.S. and South Korean negotiators to reach a deal on sharing defense costs ended without agreement on Wednesday. But senior U.S. negotiator James DeHart said that Washington was committed to finding a solution that was mutually acceptable to all involved.
An agreement that the government of Korea will find value in, an agreement that will be supported by the National Assembly, and we respect very much the role of the National Assembly.
DeHart was speaking after the fifth round of talks to resolve the issue. In Seoul, the current agreement expires at the end of the year. The U.S. Supreme Court said that it could limit job bias lawsuits against churches. AP's Walter Ratliff has details.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will consider expanding protections for churches against job discrimination claims. At issue are two cases where a federal appeals court allowed lawsuits to go ahead by teachers against two Catholic schools in California. The Supreme Court has previously ruled that religious employees of a church cannot sue for employment discrimination. But the court hasn't made clear exactly who could sue as a secular employee and who could not as a religious employee. The question for the justices in the new cases is how broadly religious institutions can invoke a ministerial exception to anti-discrimination laws. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And the Australian state of New South Wales has declared its second state of emergency in 2 months on Thursday as temperatures were set to soar above 40 degrees Celsius and nearly 100 bushfires were burning throughout the state. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.